Welcome to another midweek message from Myerstown Church of the Brethren. I'm Pastor Dennis, and this message is for Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. My title for this message is Being Salt and Light. I want to read two scriptures. First is Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It's no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. And then a verse from Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. Our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, it's now been 2 weeks since rioters stormed the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. If we've not watched videos of the insurrection, we certainly have read much about it. I watched the live footage in horror, trying to understand how my fellow citizens could attack and destroy this treasured symbol of our country, our democracy, and our history as a nation. I've walked those halls. My niece once had a piece of her artwork on display in the hallway leading from the House Office Building into the Capitol. But as I watched events unfold there, the greatest horror for me was the symbols of my Christian faith being carried by the rioters. Crosses, signs proclaiming Jesus saves, Christian flags, Bibles, and numerous other slogans and symbols which tied Christianity to the mob violence taking place on screens across the world. In the past weeks, I've read numerous articles where the authors tried to explain what they call and saw as an example of Christian nationalism carried to the extreme. To me, those two words used together seem to be an oxymoron. One article I read quotes Russell Moore, a prominent voice in the Southern Baptist Convention, who said, "Violent insurrection and the gospel of Jesus Christ cannot coexist." Moore echoed some thoughts I had as I watched. He said, quoting, "There are people who don't yet know who Christ is, who all they know about Jesus is seeing Jesus saves in the hands of violent insurrectionists who are disobeying the clear commands of Scripture and the explicit words out of the mouth of Jesus himself. That is blasphemy." And a statement circulated by the faculty and staff of the Evangelical Wheaton College in Illinois objected to what it called, quote, "the blasphemous abuses of Christian symbols." While I found the abuse of symbols of my faith and the total misrepresentation of the message of Jesus Christ to be abhorrent, this was not representative of the Christianity and the Christ I know and love. It's not my desire today to become political, but rather, as your pastor, to urge us all to consider who we are as followers of Jesus and to consider who we are to be and what we are to do for him in this world today. When he was on trial before Pilate, Jesus was asked if he was the king of the Jews. And Jesus replied, "His kingdom is not from this world." And Paul reminds us in his letter to the Philippians that our ultimate citizenship as followers of Jesus is in heaven. As those who claim Jesus as our Savior, we represent Jesus in this world and all that he taught and all that he did. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells us we're to be salt and light, representatives for him who model the best of what it means to be his followers so that others will see him and come to know him too. What the rioters who carried the symbols of our faith did on January 6th, blasphemed the name of Jesus. It is incumbent upon us to be salt and light, to show others the Jesus who said in his Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they'll be called children of God." You've heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I say to you, do not resist an evildoer, but if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Do not judge so that you may not be judged. In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. Yeah, we're blessed to live in an earthly country that allows us the freedom to express our thoughts and feelings. And while we love this beautiful country and cherish its freedoms, let us not forget that as followers of Jesus, we follow a different king, a king whose kingdom is not of this world, a king who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but it's thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we pray for our country, that we may learn to live in peace with one another. We pray that as your followers, we will be salt, adding the spice of life in your spirit wherever we have influence. We pray that you will empower us to be a bright light shining for you and the ways you have taught us to live. Bring peace and bring unity, we pray. Amen. God bless your week, and I hope to see you on Sunday morning.